Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature some great Motown songs from the 1970s and 1980s. We'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, The Temptations, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Rare Earth, and The Spinners. Well, first up, a number one tune from 1973 from Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. Well, Marvin's reputation on the singles charts were assured in the 1960s with some great ballads and pop charts. Marvin left his mark as an album artist with his eloquent 1971 album about social issues called What's Going On. That album produced three hit singles, the title track, which held on to the number one position for 3 weeks, a song called Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, which reached number four, and Inner City Blues, which reached number nine in the U.S. Billboard charts. There was not much room for doubt or interpretation as to what Marvin was talking about in Let's Get It On. He had moved from singing about war, the ghetto, and the environment into an erotic, sensual celebration of sex. His fans responded by giving him a second number one single. The first one was I Heard Through the Grapevine in 1968. Well, during Marvin's tenure at Motown, he had 34 chart singles on his own. He had 15 more in duets with four different Motown female artists over an 11-year period. And the next song we'll hear after Let's Get It On teamed him with Diana Ross. Here is Marvin with Let's Get It On, right here on Motown Memories.
Let's
My Mistake Was to Love You, that reached number 19 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1974. And we start with Marvin on his own before that, 1 year before that, number one from 1973, Let's Get It On. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown songs from the 1970s and 1980s for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a number one song from The Temptations, Just My Imagination, Running Away With Me. Well, Just My Imagination was the 17th chart record produced for The Temptations by Norman Whitfield. Although Smokey Robinson was the group's primary producer in the early days of their career, as he wrote and produced their first number one single, My Girl, Whitfield worked with the group as early as 1964 when he produced a song called Girl, Why Do You Want to Make Me Blue, which featured the lead voice of tenor Eddie Kendricks. Well, Barrett Strong, a co-writer of this song along with Norman Whitfield, recalled at the time that, quote, "We needed to do something a little different. We had thought of Just My Imagination a year or two before we recorded it, but the timing wasn't right. Norman asked me, quote, what was the name of that song we were messing around with a year ago? I played on the piano when he said, meet me in the studio because I'm going to record it today. Well, Just My Imagination entered the Hot 100 charts at number 71 on February 6, 1971, and went to number one 8 weeks later, giving The Temptations their third number one single. Sadly enough, in 1971, there were two defections from the group. Eddie Kendricks, whose clear tenor voice graced this song, Just My Imagination, was gone to embark on a solo career, which he did. He had a great number one Keep On Truckin' a few years later. The other member of the group, quite sadly, Paul Williams, who had formed the Primettes with Kendricks and sung lead on early Temptations hits, was also out of the group. An alcoholic problem had become more serious, and a liver ailment forced him to retire. Difficulties with his marriage and finances added more pressure, and on August 17, 1973, the 34-year-old singer committed suicide. Well, here are The Temptations with Just My Imagination from 1971, right here on Motown Memories.
send him. Just come yourself. Bring your loving and nothing else. Ooh, just a little bit of love every day.
Just a little bit.
Surely keep the doctor away. Just a little bit of you every day.
Just a little bit.
Surely keep the doctor away. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit,
babe.
Just a little bit.
Surely
keep the doctor away.
Just a little bit.
Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you. Been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
A Motown memory from Lionel Richie's Stuck on You, number 3 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1984. Before that, Michael Jackson, Just a Little Bit of You, number 23 from 1973. We started with The Temps, number 1 from 1971, Just My Imagination Ran Away From Me. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We're coming up two songs from the early 1970s. First up, Rare Earth with Hey Big Brother. Well, Hey Big Brother was produced by Rare Earth, and it was recorded on September 21st and 22nd, 1971. It reached number 40 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts and number 19 in the U.S. Pop charts. Well, it followed the joyous I Just Want to Celebrate, and it was written by the same writers. Well, lead singer and drummer for Rare Earth, Pete Riviera, recalled in his autobiography that, quote, People still ask me, what is the underlying message on Hey Big Brother? I don't know exactly what the writers had in mind when they wrote it, but it seems that the George Orwell book 1984 was going through a reprint in the early 70s, and being Detroiters, they sort of felt that it captured the mood of the inner city at that time. You know, it's kind of like in the book Big Brother, it's the government watching everyone, and people are fearful, afraid of Uncle Sam and afraid of each other. Well, Hey Big Brother was never included in a Rare Earth album, but a live version appeared on an album called Rare Earth in Concert the following month. The single version was finally included in the group's 1991 CD compilation called Greatest Hits and Rare Classics. Well, here is Hey Big Brother, Rare Earth, the stereo promo version of the 45 single released on November 4, 1971, right here on Motown Memphis.
It's a shame the way you
Also known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, because there wasn't other spinners in the UK at the time. That was It's a Shame, and that reached number 14 in the US Billboard charts from 1970. And we started with Rare Earth, Hey Big Brother, number 19 from 1971. Well, this hour, we featured all great Motown songs from the 1970s and 1980s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.